Good morning.
Can I ask you one question?
Ask away, dear boy. Ask away.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio
personality.
He is out of this world.
I mean, can you imagine an extraterrestrial disc jockey?
Ready to blast off.
3, 2, 1. Blast
off. It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1.
I don't know if we're blasting off. I think we're sliding. Slipping.
I went in a snail's pace.
The Florida girl made it into work. We'll talk about it.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I'm coming up the hill today. Coming into work. No one has touched Blue Hill, which is rare because usually a PennDOT guy makes the swipe. I get into the parking lot here and I see your little Florida pea shooter sitting there covered with ice.
Stop making fun of my car. That sucker gets 36 miles to the
Mark
gallon.
Mark Lawrence started it. Oh, I didn't start it.
Don't be throwing a guy that's not in this room under the bus, okay?
Or under the pea shooter.
Yeah.
If you can get under there. I don't think anybody could fit there. So Karina drives this little matchbox car, and it's got Florida plates on it, which makes it even funnier, because we're here in Central PA. Now, people don't know that Karina grew up in Central PA.
Uh-huh.
But still, smart move, taking one of the company vehicles home that's four-wheel drive last night.
Mm-hmm.
Very good thinking.
Even my dad said that, a girl.
Planning ahead. Oh, if you get a data girl from your dad.
Make sure you watch coming down the steps tomorrow. It's going to be a little slippery.
Girl.
Like, yeah, I took the company car. He's like, data girl.
I was in an interesting situation because I have an Alexander vehicle that will go in the snow. I'm thinking it's slipping and sliding a little bit. God, I don't know how Karina's coming to work today. She might be calling in. And I get here, and there's your little pea shooter by the dumpster where it belongs. And I was thinking...
Oh, you're just hating. It's too early to be hating this much.
Hey, the first time I met you, you were driving a Jeep Wrangler. I was all excited.
My mom's. I was home on vacation.
Well, can't you steal your mom's car and never give it back?
Then I'd have to drive to 7 points, and that just kind of negates the whole factor. So,
all right.
You know.
I guess the point is you made it in. I made it in. Everybody here on the morning crew at least drives some kind of vehicle that'll make it through anything. That's why we're here. You didn't have to sleep overnight at the station like the old days. We used to do that back in the old days.
Yeah, we had my last station, we had a cot, a shower. Like,
it's ridiculous because the people I am with are not the people I want to be with when the world ends.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, this is the only time fluffy helps because you're like, I got a little cushion. Like, I won't just waste away.
do you want to roll over on Mark Lawrence in the middle of the night? I mean, come on. We're just thinking about it.
Thanks for the visual.
Ooh, sorry, buddy.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
It doesn't matter. We didn't have to stay overnight. We're all here. Jimmy Fallon is talking about strange days indeed.
Like this one.
Yeah, just like that past moment. Strange days indeed with everything that's going on in the world. Fallon somehow finds a way to make light of the situation. Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX.
Baby, it's cold outside. Please don't sing.
Oh, get out of my head, Tom Morgan.
There you go. What is it going to do today? I mean, we got weather coming up next. Is it going to snow? Is it going to rain? Is it going to sleet? Why is Mother Nature, how did you put it? Mother Nature's drinking or something?
Yep, she's on the wagon.
Yeah, I mean, we get four seasons in one day around here.
Yeah, like that's why they have those memes where like, this is pre-fall. This is, I got you fall. This is, oh, I think we're in winter. Oh, nope, this is full winter. This is...
Two days ago, it was in the 50s. Yesterday, it was 29, and I'm like, man, it's cold.
You know, I don't mind weather changes, like in seasons, but this back and forth stuff does a number of my allergies. It makes people sick, makes people grouchy, and then you have road rage, and it's just bad. So, Mother Nature, knock it off!
Well, how'd you like to have the arthritis, like I do?
Arthritis.
Anyway, it's so cold.
How cold is it?
Russia is thinking about invading the Bahamas.
Oh, that's cold.
It's so cold.
Too soon?
Most of the country has numbers lower than Congress.
Oh, that happens.
It's so cold. Angelina Jolie shared an intimate photo of herself with a space heater.
Ooh, I bet you that was hot.
And it's so cold.
Yeah.
Ukraine is stockpiling weapons-grade hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate? Really?
Alexa will be here all week, folks.
Tip your bartenders.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
It's always good news when you can rescue an animal, but this time it happened in Alaska. You think a moose in Alaska would be smarter? No, but a bunch of buddies on snowmobiles were.
So this poor guy fell in.
Hey!
and we're gonna get him out.
He was there for a couple days because he rubbed off like a lot of his hair off the back of his neck, and you could just tell by his eyes that he was just so ready to get out of that hole. And
that's sad. But that's Andrew Kramer and his friends helping the moose get out of the ice.
The moose is on the loose.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of first graders in Alabama who helped save their teacher who was having a seizure from COVID and didn't realize it.
One of my students sitting at the table, I couldn't even make out the children at the table. He asked me what was going on. And at that time, I knew something was up, so I told them to go get help. And they did. And that's the last thing I remember. They said at first they thought that I was just playing because we had been singing and dancing. And when they saw me tremoring, they thought that it was just something I was doing. But then they realized that it was much more than that, and they had to get help. I can't imagine how they felt, but they took the action that they needed to.
They have been dubbed Hodges as heroes after they helped their teacher. So cool.
That's cool. Hey, Country Cupboard lovers, you have two more days. Believe it or not, Country Cupboard is open today and tomorrow for your last-minute visits. And then an auctioneer comes in to clear it all out starting Monday. That's kind of good news.
Good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KS.
I guess it's kind of good news. I'm still sad that Country Cupboard is leaving.
News.
But you got two more days to sneak a peek at one of our favorite places.
So you have to park like 5 miles away.
That's okay. I'll do it. Hey, if your group has good news, send it to Mark Lawrence because he sends it to us and we put it on the radio.
We have his people talk to our people. And
it
anyway,
all happens.
Next up, we'll tell you about Midpen Energy and how you can win some free oil.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Working our way toward news and sports and AccuWeather at the top of the hour. We had our first whoopsie on network news last night. It happened on CNN.
As air raid sirens are ringing out this morning, much more reaction and insight from CNN's chief international anchor, Christiane Amanpour.
Because the whole country was watching CNN, and somehow it simultaneously happened on MSNBC. Could they be owned by the same people? I don't know. It kind of makes you wonder.
Interesting anyway, perspective.
They're in the middle of covering. They're in the middle of covering the raid on the Ukraine, and all of a sudden... Oh, please don't sing this piece of crap.
Get 5 boneless wings for $1 with any handcrafted burger. Only right at Applebee's.
Right in the middle of coverage, an Applebee's commercial popped up. The networks are apologizing.
Oops.
Yeah, a big whoopsie. Can we get the name of the producer of the show that was fired on the spot?
I don't know, but he made me hungry.
Oh, yeah, there is that. We're going to save you some money so you can go get your chicken wings.
With the Midpen Energy heat wave, and we're going to waive that bill. 500 gallons of oil. All you have to do is text the word energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, to 49330. And we're going to select that winner on March 11th. You can go to WQKX.com and click on the heat wave banner.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Hey, coming up, viral comedy. And it's weird. You played high school basketball.
I did.
Did you ever hit a three-pointer and then do a backflip for the audience?
No, I was a fullback. Yeah.
A backflip? Like gymnastics?
No.
On the court?
No, okay. I probably would have broke something.
Well, it's a video that you need to see, but it even sounds funny. Also on the way, a baby laughs while he or she pukes.
So cute.
I know you love baby stuff.
I know.
And a guy who plays Michael Jackson music using a springed doorstop.
Chad Evans, you listen?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sudbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back in time.
Speaking of Chad Evans, are you listening?
Do you get your glove already? Your glitzed out glove?
Are you listening, Chatty?
Are you listening?
Chatty, are you listening?
And now?
Are you listening? Are you listening, Chatty? Smooth!
94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Okay, listen now and look it up later because this basketball player is incredible.
Yeah, I played basketball a lot and didn't shoot a whole lot of three-pointers because I was usually under the basket using my booty to box people out. But,
in the paint! In the paint!
This guy tossed up the three-pointer and then immediately did a backflip.
Stewart coming off a three. Thought he was going to step up and shoot another one, but he will not with a hand in his face. That's a volleyball line.
This guy's not as good as
did
Kevin Hurt.
Backflip?
Nope.
Not the Chief Richie either.
No, he just shot the three,
backed it in and did a backflip.
Look at Alexander. Alexander's even giving them a standing O. Did we get that on film?
Yeah, you got that on film, and you'll be able to watch it as a viral video.
That's pretty cool.
Kids do the darndest things now, right?
Well, if I tried that, I probably would have been in the hospital. But kudos to you, buddy.
I ain't going to try it either. Listen to this. A YouTuber did a version of Billie Jean. The instrument is a spring doorstop. Everybody's got one. Just unscrew it from the wall. Then he added the Michael Jackson.
It's like Chad Evans Day right here.
I like the spring-loaded background. I just love it.
Like the thing on the door
stuff. And that's what the YouTuber is actually playing along with the actual vocals of Michael Jackson. I'm sure there'll be a cease and desist on that shortly from the record company. Nonetheless, viral video.
Yeah, that is. I'm pretty cool.
You love babies.
I do.
And this baby laughs all the time.
She pukes in her shoe.
Dude, you puke in my shoe.
Oh my gosh, I can't even.
Babies laugh at the funniest things.
So
now,
cute.
When she does that when she's 18, it's not funny at all. So, like, enjoy it now.
When she does it at 21, you're like, she was at the bar.
Yeah. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Seth is finally on to the Viagra for Dogs story. You don't want to miss this. And of course, birthday buddies on a Flashback Friday.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
It's Flashback Friday.
It's Flashback Friday.
According to a new study, the erectile dysfunction drug Viagra can be used as a treatment for dogs with a rare eating disorder. Though it's not going to help with the embarrassment at the pharmacy. It's for my dog.
It's Flashback Friday. KX.
Flashback Friday, there's the real Aerosmith experience right there. That's the real guys from back into the 70s and Walk This Way. Movie Mike just came in.
Hi, Movie Mike.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, it's like spring out there today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, four seasons in 1 week.
Warm,
welcome to Central
tropical
PA.
Breeze. Yeah.
Did you notice Flashback Friday, he's wearing his Foo Fighters shirt?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be relevant in a little while.
Okay. Oh, a little sneak preview.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're not in a movie, are they?
They are.
They are.
My mom during the Super Bowl, she's like, are they the Food Fighters? I'm like, no, Mom, they're not.
They were in the Super Bowl years ago. You're right.
She texts me. She's like, are they the Food Fighters? No.
No, the Food Fighters are in middle school.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies. Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Mike, where were you on the queue? You're supposed to yell and go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, he's filling in for Lynn Hall. We can't pick on him.
Yeah.
But he will next time if you don't get it down.
Now that I know we do it, yeah.
Here's one for Movie Mike. Celebrity birthdays today. James and Oliver Phelps are 36. They are known as Fred and George Weasley, Ron Weasley's twin brothers in all the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
How about that? That's pretty cool. Janila Jamil is 36. She's Tawny on that show, The Good Place.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Justin Jeffrey, JJ from 98 Degrees. You need a moment there, Karina?
Maybe a half a second.
All right, maybe we'll play some 98 Degrees later. Flashback Friday. He's 49 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we have here? Oh, Sally Jesse Raphael. Check this out. 87 years old.
What? No way.
It wow. seems like just yesterday she was sporting those red frame glasses on TV.
Wow.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Carrot Top is 57?
I skipped him. He's an idiot. I skipped him.
That's right.
Yeah, we might be an idiot, but I can't believe he's 57.
Yeah, we don't read the idiots. We just skip over some of them. So
sorry, I didn't see the parentheses. Idiot.
Yeah.
Those are the celebrity birthdays. Now we do the locals. What do we call them, guys?
Birthday buddy. buddies. Look at you.
Look at him. Amanda Jacobs. Amanda Jacobs from Norrie. Lordy, Lordy. Amanda's 40.
Brenda Gross from Berwick is 62. Happy birthday.
Carla Bickhart from Watsontown is 40 as well today.
Dave Pearl from Williamsport is 53.
Happy birthday to Devin McCauley, 19.
Emma Freed from Liverpool is the big 4-0. Happy birthday.
A lot of 40s on this list. Aaron Bowers from Coltmont is 29 today.
Jennifer Dunn is 46. Happy birthday.
She ain't done. Kevin Lennig from Coal Township, 55.
Lisa McCarthy is 39, almost knocking on 40. I get you, girl.
Easy. You got 360-some days.
No, like 360. 62.
Come on now. I don't count anymore at my age. Rhonda Ivy is 47.
No, you divide. Sherry
you remember the pocket fisherman?
Yes.
Yeah. This lady's name is Popeil.
Nice.
Sherry Popeil. Yep. She's 41. Happy birthday.
Okay. This one's rough because I'm not Italian. Stephanie.
Antonisi. Because I went to school with Eric Antonisi. I wonder if that's his mom. But yeah, she's 46. Yes.
46? Probably not. Not his
not
mom.
Thinking so.
Talia Beatty from Middleburg is 41.
Maybe it's his sister. Terry Mentz from Milton is of the big 4-0. Happy birthday.
We got a call this morning. Somebody's on the school bus. We'll know because there isn't any school.
Nope. We had Tenley Teeter. She's 11 years old. And Caitlin Treat is 9. Happy birthday.
And those kids probably don't have to go to school today.
Yeah, so it's a very good birthday.
There are very long delays and then there are some closures. We'll run them down coming up for you after the news. Which, by the way, is coming up next. Every day at this time, though, what do we do?
Birthday buddies. He's a pro. W-Q-K-X.
The movie Mike could fill in for anybody. Yeah. Did you ever hear him do the sports for Rob the Sports Center?
that doesn't go over well.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
On a Flashback Friday, I can't believe somebody requested that song. Haven't heard it in a long time. Donny Iris.
Yes.
Speaking of very cool, this is the hottest promotion since that one time we gave away $1 million instantly. Okay, we never gave away $1 million instantly, but you know that. But Karina's new in town, and she's all moved into her new place.
Jessica Woodard yesterday cleaned up on 1 through 4 this week, so yeah. I had to get a little glitzy on day 5 for Flashback Friday, and some of this is interesting.
Okay. For some of you who don't know, it's called Karina Carr's Crap, where she has a box full of stuff she doesn't need anymore, and you get to win it just by asking her a lifestyle question. What do we have today, Karina?
Yeah, we've got some glitzy wall decor and a picture frame. You can put any of your mugs in.
Okay.
See what I did there?
Uh-huh.
A Def Leppard cassette tape in mint condition, might I add.
Whoa, Flashback Friday.
Just have to wind it a few times.
Oh, yeah, just do that thing with the pencil in your finger. Yep. It'll be all right.
And as a huge bonus, throwing in a never-been-used dentiform pair of teeth. It's actually from dental school, and it's worth like $500. So if you got a kid that's thinking about dental school, this actually would be really handy.
I was going to say, I thought you had your real teeth.
But
you did. You went to dental school.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, they've never been used. They're in pristine condition, and all this crap could be yours for one phone call. So 1-800-326-94KX.
Remember, you have to ask Karina a question. Perhaps you could ask her, why'd you quit dental school?
I don't know if we want to answer that.
Okay, all right.
More money.
We are 1-800-326-94KX. You could be a winner in
Korean Cards Crap.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Movie Mike on the way with his movie review. Mike, you do the entertainment news on Monday, and we always joke around about which celebrities passed away over the weekend. We lost Sally Kellerman last night.
We did, probably best known for playing Hot Lips Houlihan in the original movie MASH. She was also in one of my favorite 80s movies, Back to School, alongside Rodney Dangerfield.
I get confused.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Real Hot Lips please stand up?
Yeah, people are already posting pictures of Loretta Swit, and it's like...
That's not her.
They're putting Sally Kellerman's name, but they're posting pictures of... No, don't do
crazy.
That.
But they both look alike, and I said Gina Davis looks like she could be... their daughter. Like, they look very similar. They got the dimple in the chin. Yeah.
So does Huey Lewis. It's weird. anyway, we say goodbye to Sally Kellerman.
This isn't a hospital! It's an insane asylum! And it's your fault! Because you don't do anything to discourage them!
Jeez, take a Valium.
Put them under arrest! See where
what
is this what got her the Academy Award nomination? This scene?
Probably, yeah.
And first I put my arms around.
She's a little red in the face there.
Oh, it reminds me so much of my ex-wife.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
The Foo Fighters' move from music to movies. Is their debut film a success or a long road to ruin? I'll tell you in just a moment, but first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing The Tiger Rising, starring Queen Latifah. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. My two favorite movie genres are horror and comedy, and my favorite band is Foo Fighters, so when I found out Foo Fighters were making a horror comedy, I pretty much knew I'd like it. Having said that, Studio 666 surpassed my already high expectations. The band rents out an old mansion to record their 10th album. What they don't realize is that a demonic force lives within its gates. That force possesses frontman Dave Grohl, making him become obsessed with recording an endless death metal song and eventually turning him violent toward his fellow Foos. Studio 666 is often hilarious, with sharply written dialogue and scenarios that play on the sarcastic personalities of the band members. The symptoms of Grohl's possession are darkly funny, too. For example, when he gets hungry, he kills one of the other guys, cooks him on the grill, and eats him for dinner.
Okay.
Sounds like Silence of the Lambs.
A little bit, yes. The movie also works on a horror level. The killing scenes here are some of the most creative and inventive you will ever see. They're so over-the-top gory that you laugh and squirm simultaneously. Fun supporting performances from Will Forte, Jeff Garland, and Whitney Cummings add to the enjoyment. Studio 666 is legitimately one of the best horror comedies I've ever seen. It rocked my socks off. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 4 Everlongs.
Only you Everlongs. Could love a movie that cues in Satan.
Well, you know, it's a good movie. Sometimes Satan figures into good movies. The Exorcist, 666, 266. Yeah,
it's all going to hell.
I don't like the guy personally, but, you know, sometimes he factors into movies.
But don't you want to see Karina Carr laugh and squirm at the same time?
Yes.
There it is.
I told you if you came in with, you know, the Jason mask and the chainsaw that I'd have to run, so.
Well, I came in with my Foo Fighters.
I know, that's
shirt,
a lot
so,
better.
You know,
that's kind of close better. Enough, actually. WQKS. Slip and slide out of here, Mike. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Small businesses in our area have a huge impact. So we came up partnering with First Commonwealth Bank. Small biz, big impact. You nominated small businesses in Central PA, and then you voted on the finalists. And we've got a winner coming up in just a bit.
We do. We have Ashley Parrish with us. Good morning.
Hi, Ashley.
Good morning.
How are you doing on this snowy, slippery morning?
We are doing good, making sure everyone is getting to the bank safe.
Yes, right. Yes, awesome. That's for sure. Ashley was supposed to be in our studio, but it's so slippy and slushy this morning, we opted to have her call in. Coming up in just a bit, we'll find out who that small biz, big impact winner is, right?
I'm excited. Stay tuned. It's Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, man, we're just rocking it on a Flashback Friday. Your requests on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Karina's all over the Facebook page.
Getting a lot of them.
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
Some of them are like,
You guys messing around with us. Come on now.
Are we being punked?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, a big part of Central PA, Karina, you moved back here. I wasn't from here. I moved here. We both love the idea that small businesses really run Central PA, don't
they? They do. And, they, you know, you can find the things that, you know, keep families going in our community and that you can't really find in the big cities and the big chains, as we call them. So exactly. We certainly love to highlight that and appreciate our small businesses.
We've teamed up with First Commonwealth Bank to come up with something new this year called Small Biz Big Impact. And what you did is you nominated your favorite small business, and then we took the finalists and let you, the people of Central PA, vote.
Yes, on our Facebook page, tons. I think there was almost 300 comments, and there was lots of great small businesses. But we narrowed it down and did all the tallying with something law firm and found the winner. And with us, we have Ashley Parrish with First Commonwealth Bank from the Lewisburg branch. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you have no idea who this winner is, and we are about to draw it and tell you.
Yeah, Ashley.
Well, it's more of a tallying up and telling you who won kind of thing.
Yeah, we'll do that. And Ashley, first of all, thanks for First Commonwealth Bank and the partnership on this. This kind of contest, if you want to call it that, must make you guys very proud.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. First Commonwealth not only takes pride in their personal customers, but we also really pride ourselves on trying to be the best bank for business. So this has been kind of just really fit in the mold of what we're trying to do in the community.
Right now you're doing America Saves Week. What's that all about?
Yeah, so a lot of other banks are doing it as well, but we're kind of standing out in the crowd by offering some financial literacy classes online, which you can find at engage@fcbanking.com, or you can call in and we can tell you about it at 800-711-BANK.
And then you've got something going on in April in a workshop-style event?
Yeah, so it is getting to the springtime. People are looking at buying houses. So we are offering some home buying seminars from April 1st through May 15th, and those clients who decide to use First Commonwealth for their home buying needs will get a $500 off their closing cost if they attend that seminar.
Wow.
And the seminar's online, so it's easy to do. And the cool part is you're dealing with local people who want to buy a house locally, right?
Yes, absolutely. Anywhere from, we are in Lewisburg, Danville, and all the way out to Renovo and Lock Haven.
Ashley, this has been a great partnership. I hope we can keep doing this because we all have small businesses in our hometowns that have a big impact, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, small business is really what is holding all of our communities together, especially in the last couple of years.
All right. We had a bunch nominated. Then we narrowed it down. Karina, who's our winner?
It is the Gentleman's Barbershop in Sunbury on Market Street. Congratulations.
They do some pretty slick
haircuts.
Yeah,
they do a lot with the kids and free haircuts for those that can't afford and just a lot of community work.
Congratulations to Gentleman's Barbershop in Sunbury. And Ashley, thanks for being part of the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I look forward to coming out with you guys to get that video taken care of for them.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Still on the way, late night television.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning.
Elon Musk's net worth dropped below $200 billion. Oh. That's right. Now when he flies to space, he has to connect in Cleveland.
It's Flashback Friday. Flashback Friday.
Pretty sweet, huh?
On 94KS. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day. Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, we know every time it snows, we got to go to the grocery store, right, Karina?
Yeah, you got to get the bread, the milk.
But you got to be smart, especially nowadays with inflation. You got to save money. We got four tips for you. First, fill your pantry with basics. Stock up on, like, those things we call essentials. Don't fill it with junk food and all that stuff, all right?
Prepare ahead of time. Don't show up to the grocery store without a list, which I do all the time. And then I go home and go, now I got to get Instacart to bring me crap.
I'll look for the deals, too. Take a look at your grocery list that Karina doesn't make, but she will. And then look for where you could find deals. Browse around, right?
Yeah, and also tweak your menu. Meat and dairy tend to be the more expensive, especially these days.
Yes.
And so try and make more meals that don't really include them. But I could add a fifth. Don't bring your kids to the grocery store.
Why not?
I want cereal. Oh. I want this one. I want that. I want this. Oh. No.
Okay. All right. I used to take my kids all the time, and then the loudspeaker would come over and it would say, attention shoppers, please don't have your kids hanging from the shopping cart. They could slip and fall and get hurt. And I'd be like, listen, honeys, they're talking about us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. If you like Flashback Friday, that way back lunch is coming at you at noon. Alicia Taylor this afternoon, and of course, Sam Tyler at night. There's the lineup. My name's Tom Morgan.
I'm Karina Carr.
We like to wrap up with what we call the parting shot. Jimmy Fallon last night. Add a word, ruin a book.
James and the Giant Peach Schnapps.
Friday.
He gone, girl. One flew standby over the cuckoo's nest.
Today, yeah.
The Da Vinci Groupon code.
Oh, yeah. Save it. Save it, baby.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe Malfunction. Wow.
Janet Jackson.
You know Janet.
Puss in Ugg Boots.
I have a pair.
Children of the Corn Dog.
Hey. Yeah.
No thanks.
Midnight in the Olive Garden of Good and Evil. Hey.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.